OTB AM, Ireland's only sports breakfast show. Get the full show straight to your phone by subscribing to the OTB AM podcast wherever you get yours. The OTB Podcast Network with Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
Break after all, I tell you, I think we're going to talk to Frank Graney now. Frank, good morning to you. It's
good morning,
the week.
Adrian.
I'm sure that people have paid attention to this during the week. An 18-year-old student, Patrick O'Brien from Tralee, avoiding criminal conviction despite pleading guilty to harassing Ian Wright after sending a string 20 of DMs on Instagram to Ian Wright in May of last year. The messages were described as crass, racist and threatening. They included racist names and terms of abuse, and Judge Eugene Waters applied the Probation Act to Patrick O'Brien as the case was finalised. And Frank is the Community Court Courts correspondent and has been paying attention to this. Much of the reaction, Frank, if we can begin with that, has been included from Ian Wright himself, has been that frustration that there wasn't maybe a harsher judgment. You might just tell us how Judge Waters arrived at that decision.
Yeah, I'm happy to, but I should point out that I wasn't actually physically in the courtroom. So a lot of the information that I'm receiving is probably what's before you and your viewers. To, I suppose, get an understanding of how we arrived at a decision, it's maybe worth, you know, reminding your listeners how the sentencing process works. It's essentially a two-step process where the judge would have looked at all the facts of the case. He would have looked at how serious the case was, you know, within the legislation that he is confined to. And then he would have looked at the offender. And I suppose that's how he arrived at his decision, because he's not just looking at the crime itself. And what this man did, what this young man did, Patrick O'Brien, is deplorable. It's absolutely disgraceful. The content of the messages, I don't think, is worth repeating on air today. He would have looked at the crime. He would have also looked at the other circumstances of the case. He would have looked specifically at the offender, Patrick O'Brien, an 18-year-old man who came before him without any other previous convictions. He has a clean criminal record. He would have looked at his remorse. He considered his remorse to be genuine. He would have also looked at how the victim in this case, Ian Wright, reacted and has been affected by the case. Ian Wright forgave this man. Patrick O'Brien apologized to Ian Wright. The judge considered it to be a genuine apology, and Ian Wright accepted it as genuine and forgave him. Ian Wright did outline to the court through his victim impact statement how he's been affected by this. He said he's been affected by racism throughout his entire career. But he did have the humility and understanding of where Patrick O'Brien was coming from to forgive him. And the judge would have taken that into consideration as well. What Patrick O'Brien did is absolutely not acceptable. From my own personal point of view, what he did was despicable. Society as a whole, I think the reaction online, you can see everybody is absolutely disgusted by what he did and said to Ian Wright. The judge would have been constrained in how he constructed his sentence. He would have had to construct what he considered to be an appropriate sentence under the legislation, the offence that he was charged with and pleaded guilty to. One of the most important mitigating factors in any criminal case is an admission of guilt. The earlier that comes, the better for the offender. Patrick O'Brien put his hands up as soon as possible and pleaded guilty to the charge. The judge would have obviously taken that into consideration. He did spare him a criminal conviction by applying the Probation Act. That doesn't mean he gets off scot-free. Granted, he's not going to spend any time behind bars, but Patrick O'Brien will have to now engage with the probation services. He will have to address the offence that he has been convicted and admitted to. And there is a long road ahead for him, but he will hopefully by the end of it have a better understanding of what he did.
Do we know what shape that will take, Frank? Is there any details on that in terms of addressing it and creating a deeper understanding for Patrick O'Brien and all of this?
That's entirely for the probation services to decide. It will be Taylor Fish for Patrick Bryan in this case. I do know he has donated some money to a charitable organization, a campaign group against racism, 500 euro from his own pocket, is what I've heard. You can't buy yourself out of these things. I've seen a lot of talk on social media about how Patrick O'Brien has supposedly bought himself out of this. That's not the case. That's too simplistic a view. The judge would have taken an awful lot of other things into consideration. First and foremost would have been in Ian Wright's reaction. Again, he spoke about how what Patrick O'Brien did, and it's ludicrous coming on the back of a game of FIFA. It's ludicrous to think that he reached out to Ian Wright and said what he said. It's deplorable. It cannot in any way be condoned. Ian Wright has experienced, as he said, racism throughout his career. And how humble for him to say that he forgives somebody like Patrick O'Brien. But there has to be consequences. And for a lot of people, the consequences, you know, I'm looking at the chat on social media. And for a lot of people, they're saying that the consequences should have been a custodial sentence. The judge would have looked at the punishment. And you have to remember that when he's constructing a sentence, it's not just about a punishment. It's about rehabilitating somebody like Patrick O'Brien. At 18 years of age, he would have asked himself the question, you know, is it in the interests of society as a whole to jail somebody like Patrick O'Brien? Or is it more worthwhile to get him to engage with the probation services, to address the crime that he has committed, to address the racism that he spoke to Ian Wright about, those offensive remarks? Again, it's not worth repeating them. They're absolutely deplorable. Some of the things that he said to Ian Wright, he will certainly have to address those with probation services. The judge would have considered all of that, and he felt when he handed down his sentence earlier this week that it would be in the best interests of Patrick O'Brien, the best interests in society as a whole, and indeed the best interests for Ian Wright, for Patrick O'Brien to engage with the probation services and to address the offence that he did, with a view to obviously getting to the nub of the issue, that being the racist remarks that he made to Ian Wright online.
Mm. And when you look at the, you almost might have a sense of Ian Wright from a statement afterwards yesterday in relation to the verdict and how disappointed he was with it, that maybe he regretted parts of his victim impact statement indeed. Is there any possibility, Frank, do you know, in terms of an appeal from the DPP, likelihood or technically possible?
Technically possible, yes. Likelihood, it's too soon to tell. I can't speak for the DPP, but there is an avenue of appeal for the Director of Public Prosecutions if she feels that the sentence handed down to an offender, and I'm speaking in general terms here, if the DPP feels that a sentence handed down is unduly lenient, then there is an avenue of appeal. They can bring an appeal before the Court of Appeal. But again, in relation to Patrick O'Brien, it's probably too early to tell if that's an avenue the DPP is going to take. And certainly I can't speak to whether or not that is going to actually happen.
And could I just ask you lastly, just in relation to the uniqueness of the case, how unique it is? Precedent seems unlikely, but is it possible that it might set a chain of other similar cases off in relation to social media particularly?
It's the charge that Patrick O'Brien pleaded guilty to is not that it's uncommon, but it's rare that you see it being brought before the courts. What we can take from the case against Patrick O'Brien is a positive in the sense that we now know that Gardaí take these cases very seriously. There was an investigation, there was a prosecution. The Director of Public Prosecutions wouldn't have brought a case against Patrick O'Brien if she didn't feel there was a likelihood of getting it across the line. Now, again, he did plead guilty to this offence, but what it shows is that the state authorities responsible for prosecution in criminal cases do take these things very seriously. Patrick O'Brien is not spending any time behind bars for what he did, and we've explained why. But you take a look at what's happening online, you take a look at the kickback from the public in general, and one thing that we can take away from this case is that racism is not tolerated. It's not acceptable in any shape or form. For Patrick O'Brien to do what he did and think there would be no consequences for it is remarkable. We now know that there are consequences. People online mightn't be happy with the finished product, what happened with Patrick O'Brien and how the sentence was constructed. And again, there is an avenue of appeal for the DPP if she feels that it's worth pursuing. But we have to remember and take some positive strides out of the fact that the kickback online is remarkably positive in the sense that we know, and we should always have known, that racism in any shape or form is not acceptable. It is a criminal offence. It will be prosecuted.
Yeah, it does. In terms of the message it sends out, I'd take part of my lead from Ian Wright on that, I have to say. And it could have been louder and it could have been clearer, I think, was his sense. But Frank, as always, a pleasure. Thanks a million for bringing us those details.
No problem, Adrian. Thank you.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
The OTB Podcast Network, with Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural, protein-powered chicken bites.